Wheeling's Jewish community got together over the weekend to celebrate 170 years in the Ohio Valley. Glynis Board sat down with Rabbi Joshua Leaf, who grew up in the congregation. The rabbi says he's proud to be part of a legacy of resilient, caring people with deep, multi-generational roots in the Mountain State. Here's a segment of that conversation.
It's a reality in Wheeling, still today, that our congregation is disproportionately made up of multi-generation families. We have a hallway that leads from the social hall to our library. And hanging in the hallway are all of the confirmation class photos from the past 100+ years. We have them all the way back to the 19-teens. And my picture hangs on that wall, as does my sister, as do many of our friends, the other young families who have little kids in Sunday school now, as do some of their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, and even great-great-grandparents. And it's amazing to see oneself as part of a very long, ongoing tradition of Jewish life in this community. Wheeling is celebrating 250 years. Temple Shalom, for the last 170 of those years, has been deeply invested in making the city the best place that it could be. We're still very much engaged. We seek partnerships all the time with our friends of other faiths. We connect with our friends at Catholic Charities to staff their soup kitchen and to stock their shelves with canned goods from our food drives and to give gifts to the kids on their Christmas kids list. It's not our holiday, but it's our friends and neighbors who are in need. So we work with them. We partner with them. And that's what our members have been doing for 170 years. We continue those efforts today.
We've talked a little bit about the changes in the community and the changes across the nation. A lot of that has brought into focus this epidemic of people looking for comfort through drugs and alcohol, through opioids, through methamphetamines. How is the Jewish community here in Wheeling responding to that crisis?
It is truly an epidemic, with the fallout from pain medication abuse, which of course segues into heroin abuse, and it's devastating. It touches the lives of all of us. Temple Shalom has been very proud to be part of the drug take-back efforts for the DEA. We publicize that. With the West Virginia Council of Churches, we participate in the Day of Hope, and we engage with Joel Richter from the Mozart Evangelical Lutheran Church. We led the service for those struggling with addiction last year down at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church downtown. And I personally sit on Youth Services Systems Impact Coalition trying to stem the tide of drug addiction. And I also sit on the board of the Unity Center, trying to give hope and assistance to those seeking recovery. On a practical level, our congregant, Lisa Allen at Ziegenfelder's, is renowned nationally for her efforts and those of her team members. When they're putting their values into their employment hiring practices, they're doing more than just making frozen treats. They're making our community a better place. Those are our values. Those are our Jewish values that they're living where the rubber meets the road.
In the news lately, we were hearing about these mass shootings. And I wonder, too, as a spiritual leader in this community and in this state, how do you respond to that reality?
Well, our congregation was touched quite intimately and directly by the mass shooting at Tree of Life Congregation just a year ago in Pittsburgh, when the enormity of the experience became clear to me as a rabbi. I thought to myself, we're going to have to do something to give people a space in which to grieve. On Sunday afternoon, October the 28th, we had an overflowing crowd of over 500 people. So it was the whole city turned out. Everybody came from all different religious traditions, public safety personnel, elected officials, friends, neighbors, total strangers. And I said on that occasion in my sermon that afternoon, I said we could have closed the doors and locked them and drew the window shades closed and hid in fear, or we could open the doors. And that was our response, not to hide, but to be even more open, but to say, really, we value being part of this close-knit community, and a hateful person and their evil actions are not going to change our core values. In fact, it's our core values of openness and inclusivity and welcoming, being good hosts like Abraham, our ancestor in the Bible, welcoming in the stranger and the guest. That's going to be our answer. Terrorists want to terrorize us. And we have to rise above the fear that is quite reasonable. Intentional inflicting of pain upon somebody else is not acceptable in our society. And we're going to respond not with hatred, but with more love, with more kindness, with more grace. That's the only weapon I have in my arsenal, and we're going to deploy it as often as we can.
That was Rabbi Joshua Leaf of Temple Shalom in Wheeling. His community is celebrating 170 years of faith and service in the Mountain State this year.